This is Barbara Schickler, August 3rd, 1982. I'm on my way to an interview with Ben Zion in his home studio at 329 West 20th Street in New York City. With Ben Zion in his home and studio, 329 West 20th Street, August 3rd, 1982. Mr. Ben Zion.
Yes.
Is that the way you prefer to be addressed? I suppose everyone asks you whether you ever use a first name or a, what is your entire name?
Plain, the mister, it's obvious that I'm a mister, so you don't have to tell it.
All right. Were you, you were born in the Ukraine.
I was born in Ukraine.
1897, is that correct?
97. Three years before the end of the 18th century,
Of the 19th century.
19th century.
Yes. Yeah. Fin de siècle, as they called it then. Fin de siècle?
Yes.
Fin de siècle. I'm going to test this to see whether the traffic is interfering and stop for a moment. Very well. We are back to our interview. I read that your father was a cantor. His name was Hirsch Weinmann, is that correct? And did you choose not to use his name, the last name?
I thought that one name is enough, and to drag around two names that are rather too difficult.
Much less a hyphenated first
Especially
name.
I have a hyphen in my name.
Yes, I understand. Well, I was interested in your education. You apparently had private teachers and you were educated in the yeshiva. Is that correct?
My education was very, very varied. My father wanted me to become a rabbi. So he was very interested to see that I should have a Torah Hebrew education, a religious education, not for religious sake, but for knowing sake, you understand?
Yes.
And that's why he sent me to the best yeshiva. And also he kept some private teachers, but if I needed something special, also to fill in a little.
And those teachers came to your home? Or did those teachers come to your home?
They came to my home, and some of them, I went to them. And that was my education. And the end, and the rest, whatever I found myself. I was really more relying on the thing that I found myself than the thing that was given to me.
And did you find a lot of encouragement for this kind of interest in your home?
Oh, yeah. It has to be because our home was very interesting. Because my father was not only a cantor to sing himself, but he was also composing his things that he was singing, and we had a big choir, and always the choir was in the house to rehearse. For instance, before the holidays, he always had the new songs for the holidays, especially. So the house was very busy. Always the singers were in the house, and they was always ready to get together and rehearse.
Very exciting.
Yeah,
very exciting.
In those days, they had very young boys, for soprano and alto. We are actually a